Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather today is pleasant across Israel. Jerusalem enjoys a sunny day, while Tel Aviv will see mild temperatures. Haifa experiences clear skies, perfect for being outdoors. Eilut remains warm, typical for this time of year. Here are today's headlines. First, The Times of Israel reports from earlier today that a new Lebanon deal revives hopes of curbing Iran's influence. The agreement includes Israeli military coordination with Lebanon and ties withdrawal to Hezbollah's disarmament. Also, the Jerusalem Post highlights that Netanyahu and Trump spoke on Friday. They agreed to meet soon in the United States. Their last encounter preceded joint military actions against Iran. Also this hour, Ynet reports that the Houthis have threatened Saudi Arabia. They claim they will strike by land and sea if Riyadh continues its military actions. Separately, according to JTA, former hostages at an Entebbe reunion expressed concerns. They say the recent violence has shaken their faith in Israel's rescue promise. And finally, I-24 News informs us that Russia and Iran's terror proxies attended Khamenei's funeral. Notably, his son Mojtaba was absent. Reaction has been swift on social media. Middle East 24 reports, just minutes ago, that two men recruited by Iran were jailed in the UK. They attacked journalist Puria Zeraati outside his London home in 2024. Aaron David Miller, a seasoned analyst, posted earlier today that Iran's conflicts span four fronts. He highlights battles over strategic control and financial relief. Amidar, a global peace advocate, shared an hour ago his vision for a coalition of kind and reasonable people. He emphasizes the need for a world where everyone can lead dignified lives. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the new Lebanon deal. As reported by the Times of Israel, this trilateral agreement aims to limit Iranian influence through strategic military cooperation. Although it links Israeli withdrawal to Hezbollah's disarmament, success is not guaranteed. This development could affect regional stability and influence future peace initiatives. Turning to Netanyahu and Trump's upcoming meeting, the Jerusalem Post notes their discussion follows significant historical ties, including joint actions against Iran. This meeting could shape future diplomatic and military strategies between the United States and Israel. Observers are keen to see how this impacts current tensions in the region. Meanwhile, the Houthis' threat to Saudi Arabia comes after accusations of military interference. Ynet highlights the potential for escalation as Yemen's Iran-backed group warns of land and sea attacks. This situation could destabilize the Gulf region and affect international relations. On the topic of the Entebbe reunion, JTA sheds light on the former hostages' shaken faith after recent events. The legendary rescue mission of 1976 remains a symbol of Israeli prowess, but current security challenges question Israel's ability to protect its citizens abroad. These sentiments could influence national security policies. And regarding the funeral of Khamenei, I-24 News reported that his son's absence raises questions about Iran's internal power dynamics. The attendance of terror proxies underscores Iran's influence over regional militant groups. This situation might impact future geopolitical alignments. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that the Israeli tax authority is investigating Zizapel's startup over a $42.5 million Radware deal. The probe focuses on possible tax evasion surrounding a 2022 acquisition. This could lead to increased scrutiny on tech mergers in Israel. Separately, Globes reveals that Wizz Air seeks to revive talks on establishing an Israel hub. Discussions stalled after the airline's slow return to Israeli skies. This move signals renewed interest in expanding their Middle Eastern operations. And finally, Yainet Business highlights the IDF's new agreement with Rehovot-based Magos for a drone warning system. The 21 million shekel deal aims to enhance troop safety by detecting drones early. This innovation could significantly improve military readiness. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 5 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.